paws button taped.
Will you listen to that? Dover Town Centre, we're by a fountain. Now, we spent the day in Calais, and you should check out at Sibby Mead's Boo on that one, which is fantastic. But I was thinking, why are people running around the streets, screaming and shouting, but they're mental, and they don't think anybody's either going to hit them or arrest them? And I thought, oh yeah, England's. But anyway, so here we are. We've come back from Calais. It was a good day, Dylan, wasn't it?
It was brilliant.
You ate snails.
I did.
It's a long boo, but check it out at Sibby Mead's. I think I was whispering something to Audio Boo.
And at the time, I was totally unaware.
So
I
have a listen.
I could hear him talking, but I wasn't sure what he was saying. I thought he was humming.
Don't answer this now, but I asked you whether you could feel the little antlers in its little face, didn't I? And the answer to that is on that boot. But we're here in the town centre. Basically, we decided rather than going home tonight, we didn't want to do that. We decided to get a bed and breakfast. I'm not going to name it here, but I might name it here soon. I might also TripAdvisor it. So we've arrived off the ferry, booked a double room, but we've ended up with a twin. That's fine. It was the last room I had available, apparently. Happy with that. Arrive on in there. And what was the first thing she actually said to me? It wasn't a hello, welcome or anything, was it?
No, I can't remember.
It was all when you come then. What's your name?
Yeah, it was actually something like that, wasn't it?
Oh, right, yeah. I have it here. Okay, fine. I said, right, okay. I said, which room is it?
We found out we were kind of an
I was being challenged on it. I said, oh, right, well, we selected double. No, you didn't. I've got your reservation here. Okay, I'm not arguing with you. Yeah. I'm just letting you know in case there's a technical problem. But then that was after we climbed the stairs from hell. I mean, Basil Fawlty would blush at this woman's attitude. Oh, so we're walking in there. It's not a lot of money for a hotel. 65 quid, which for a bed and breakfast, I thought, again, a bed and breakfast is, you know, I think, particularly on Trivago and Booking.com.
It would be £71. Basically,
what I was going to say, so £65 is not that cheap for a bed and breakfast you book on a late last minute thing anyway. So, when we arrived there instantly, we haven't got there yet, so give me a minute.
Okay.
So we arrived there anyway with all the various questions. And she says, all right, breakfast is not included. I thought, all right, okay. So, how much is breakfast? Oh, if you want it, it's £6 each. Okay, we'll have to let you know. She says, no, I kind of need to know now. Right, we've literally just got in. Can I let you know in 20 minutes? No, I really need to know now. Oh, Jesus, all right. I said, no thanks. So, all right. Listen, I said, should we get into the room? And it's like a closet with two beds in there. I feel like I'm sleeping in a dollhouse or something.
Literally open the door and it opens up.
Where's
the
loo?
Bed.
Oh, I see, it's in the wardrobe. Anyways, I was going to say the most exciting thing that's going to happen there is a quiet whisper, I think.
Mm.
Whispering sweet nothings about the set. Anyway, bye. So that's the bed and breakfast. What then gets amusing? So, right, well, we want to go to Dover Castle tonight. Can we leave a bag with you for a couple of... It's right by the station, this is. Or what do you have in mind? So, look, we literally just want to shoot off about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but we want to go down to Dover Castle in the morning. Oh, I suppose that'll be all right, buzz me. And we kind of get to the point, oh, you have to sign and check in and everything. Oh, and you haven't paid. So, well, we booked it online. No, we just pre-authorised it. Oh, my God, what is wrong with manners? Yeah. Oh, it's all right. No, we just charged a pre-authorisation there. Never mind. So, we are out here. Oh, because we also said we want to get a takeaway and get something into the room. Oh, no, we don't allow foodstuffs in our room. God almighty,
like
the Wicked Witch of the West is alive.
Yeah.
And she lives in Dover. More follows, but we're off for a takeaway.